This is CliffCentral.com.
What's good?
What's happening, y'all?
Happy Friday.
Oh, damn.
They had to come in hot.
Yes, you came in so hot.
Hot like my mood.
Ish, okay.
Yo, Zinta's on something today, guys.
I don't know what
I'm certain.
She's definitely drinking.
Guys, I'm just happy it's Friday, you know, doing
Friday.
Big things.
We're at the Millennial Gin here
yes,
at Cliff
sir.
Central. You know how it is.
Duh, you know what time it is. Duh. It's Friday.
We're all just excited for another show.
Yes. What time is it?
It is 3.
No, you said you know what time it is.
Oh, shut up. Come on.
Is this the one for Zinta's night?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, guys, we got some heat in the studio today. We got so much super hot fire lined up for
and
y'all.
And just your host, boy. I tell you.
My nigga. Yeah. All right.
Just so, before we introduce
yes,
him, you know, I have a special shout out. Yesterday was our co-host birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Kanya,
yeah,
23
yeah.
years old.
On so. The 23rd.
His crown.
It was
birthday.
My crown. Thank you, homies. It was my crown birthday. Shit.
Yeah.
I'd like to just welcome
I'm hungover
you to the
as
royal
fuck.
Family.
The right royal adult family.
Thanks, bro. Thank
that's
you.
Because
thank
I'm
you.
Your majesty and I just need
okay.
to
sorry, I'm not
anyways.
In this inside joke. But yeah, that's
but thank you, I appreciate that. I appreciate it. I had
so
a lot of fun.
Can you just tell everyone about our guest, dog?
Yes, you know, that's like, literally what I was about to do. I'm not going to tell you guys about the guest. You going to tell them about your damn self.
Yeah.
Say what's up to the people.
Yo,
tell
what's
them
up, ladies
are.
And gentlemen.
What's
we happening? Go by the name of Stun Double.
Yeah.
You know what it is, we in the building, you just dropped new shit. So we here on the Millennial Gin. You know what it is, got our host here. Looking fine
yeah.
and shit, happy belated birthday, bro.
Thank you, my nigga, I appreciate that.
I hope you ain't let me just say that, I love these
kids. Let me tell you about yesterday, yesterday was a mess, dog. Shit, I definitely got home when the sun was coming up.
That's how it should be.
You know, no, right,
that's it,
right
that's it.
Shout out to Onyx because goddamn, you almost ruined my life. But I love you, it's cool.
Goddamn.
Like our usual listeners will probably hear that your voice is like a bit wonky.
Yeah, hey guys, I'm not gonna lie, I'm struggling. I'm even wearing
remote.
Sunglasses in the booth because shit.
Where don't you though?
Yeah, so
no,
like
I didn't
ambience.
For a while because I lost them, bro. I lost these are new ones. A fresh cup one. A cup new
what
one.
What a birthday! You know what
I
mean? I love yourself on your birthday.
I literally walked in there when I got them. I was like, these are for the club. Damn.
Ooh, Cartier. Cartier.
Yeah, boy. All right. So back to our guests.
Yeah, what it is.
All right. Why don't you tell them your name?
Yeah.
So we know you guys go by Stunt Double.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we know you guys as rapper. I dig that. That's just dope, bro.
Stunt Double,
and you niggas do look the same.
I see
how you got
brothers.
There.
Yeah, we brothers.
Like if you guys ever break up and want to get back together, you guys could be called double gangers or something.
Yes, sir. Straight up. Yeah, no. I go by the name of Must Be MP.
And I go by the name of Pambo. And obviously, you know, together we go by the name of Stunt Double.
Okay.
Straight up, yeah. Double the action.
Yeah. So you guys said you're brothers, right? So
yeah.
Like blood or like
brothers,
you know?
Hey, man,
I feel like as soon as you go, brothers.
That means it's blood.
Yeah, we were
separated
by at birth and
yeah.
reunited. So I guess we can classify that as a blood brothers.
Is that a real story or like is this like
I know,
Fox News Spice now?
I think let's not tell the people that are listening.
You know?
Okay. Yeah, you know.
I like that. Leave
find
it with a bit
out
of mystery.
More on episode 2. You know?
All right, so. How long you brothers been rapping for?
Woo. Oh, it's about maybe 8 years now, 9 years.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, we've been cooking up. Actually, it started in his bedroom with a Shock speaker. We used to just record over voice notes.
Sure.
Make our own songs like that, right with the notepad, you know. Mm. Started off there, after school, just link each other up, you know. And that's basically it. Like, yeah, since like 9 years now. Yeah.
Sure.
That's dope, bro.
Yeah.
That's
so you guys literally started like unprepared, like no studio, no
nothing.
From the bar.
That's the real come up.
No, it's straight up. Real talk.
Shit. So what got you guys into the rap game?
I've been a fan of music, you know. I think since I was born, I always used to like sing on TV because we used to like watch a lot of Michael Jackson, you know, CDs, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So like with those DVDs and stuff, we were out there. And I'm just like, yo, mom, this homie right here, this real nigga right here, even though he was white, you know what I'm saying?
You
know what
shit
I mean?
To your mom.
Nah, I mean, I'll see, I don't even know what the word nigga meant, but you know what I'm saying? But yeah, no, for real. But yeah, it just started like a little passion, you know? It was just more of a hobby in the beginning. And then when I realized that, you know what, I'm actually pretty good at this thing, you know? We just both were like, yo, bro, come on, let's put this shit together and like, let's nasty, let's blow up.
Let's do the damn thing.
Yeah, yeah, straight up.
The damn thing.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Shit, man. What a story, man. What a story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I like it, bro. It's like a genuine thing. You know?
Yeah, no, it came naturally. Like, my brother actually sent me this funny ass photo. it was a tweet. Some white lady tweeted. She was like, the difficulty with dating a black guy is that they always have the innate desire to be a rapper. It's only a matter of time.
Straight up.
Only a matter of time.
My EP is gonna drop in about a few months.
Starting a record label.
How come we get a?
You gotta hit us up for the feature.
Don't worry, you guys will be there.
Come on,
extend it.
Come on,
playlist.
Oh, yeah. Okay, deluxe edition.
No, we get it. No, that's cool.
All right, Jen. So tell us a bit about the stunt double story. Tell us what you've been doing, what you've been up to, what you in those 8 years of you rapping.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about that time.
Like we said, we started 8 years ago. Obviously, in everyone's story, you know, it starts off hard. Like we said, we started off in the bedroom. Obviously, we didn't have the resources to get out there. You know, it was still in the phase where social media had, like, just started popping off, you know, Instagram, yeah. Twitter, you know what I mean? So that didn't be there for long. So there were a lot of difficulties and speed humps to get, you know, to where we had envisioned ourselves to be right now, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And still, till this day where we are now, we still envision ourselves 20 years later, you know what
Damn
I mean?
So
we still
have
a long way to go, you know?
Yeah.
Long
term.
But yeah, basically, just to put it in a nutshell, like, we've been grinding, like, that's all, like, one of our role models told us, like, you know, because he helped us, you know, onto this platform, you know, and he always told us to keep on working. And since day one, as cliche as it sounds, to keep on working is really what you actually have to do, because that's all it takes is the hard work. You put in the hard work, you're gonna reap the rewards, you know
Preach,
what I mean? So
that's
damn straight.
Yeah, yeah.
Straight. Damn straight.
So tell me, when did you guys see it, like when did you, like, okay, we need to start taking this shit seriously, like, this is what we want to start doing for the rest of our lives?
Probably like 2 years ago. We actually were under the label Fresh to Death. I don't know if y'all know that.
Yeah. Aren't you Deleuze's cousin? Yeah,
shit. So we were under the label Fresh to Death last year. You know, they really put us on, you know, they taught us the ins and outs of the industry. And, you know, obviously we had to go our own separate ways because we wanted to go independent as well, you know, with just a partnership.
And that's the way to
have,
do
you
it.
You know what I'm saying?
You have to own your own shit.
You know what I mean? You got to own everything. You know, this thing of being an employee ain't the one, you know.
Damn straight.
You got to be the boss.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
So that's the kind of, like, mindset that we had moving forward. So that's how we're just like, all right, cool, you guys have gotten us to the certain position that we wanted to be at. We thank y'all for this, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And then we just had to go our separate ways. That's how now we just released independently. Yeah. First track independently. Mont Blanc, shout out to that.
Shit.
Mont Blanc Media.
Okay. Media.
Yeah.
Alright, so is Mont Blanc Media your guys' company or what?
Yeah.
It's a podcast, my guy. You're gonna have to speak up.
The big bounce.
Well, let's just say, yeah, Mont Blanc got us on lock.
Yeah.
Mm. They got us on lock. So, Mont Blanc Media, yeah, that's the movement right now.
Oh, wait, that's dope, yeah, Jen.
These guys are mysterious.
Yo.
Yeah. No, we don't want to do too much talking. Don't do much talking. Rather, you know, show the work.
Yeah.
Okay. Let that talk. You know
exactly.
So, like, can we expect a freestyle
today?
Yeah, why not?
You guys drop sick beat.
You know,
let's
do it.
I'm talking about.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, shit.
No, we're going to cook up some tune for you guys.
Let's shit up.
Ain't got that meat to it. Shit.
All right. Should we start off with the track? Independently.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I got the track lined up here, right? What's it called?
NASA.
NASA, yeah, I actually knew that. I'm sorry. When I downloaded it, I didn't save a name. So, my bad.
Letting the people know.
Don't worry.
All right, so this is the first track that you guys released independently. So, did you guys produce the beat?
No. Shout out to Snenzo.
Yeah, fully. Yeah. He came through on the production. We just had to jump on because that shit was too fire.
Shit. Yeah. All right, but you know what we're going to do? We're going to let this track speak for itself.
Yeah.
Because that's the best way to goddamn do it.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoy it.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Ooh,
my gosh.
Damn.
That was
what's that nastiness?
Come on here.
Okay, so I want to know where I can get the song.
Everywhere.
Okay. Everywhere.
Available
all
on all
digital platforms.
Apple Music.
You know me.
Done.
Spotify.
You done.
Okay.
What, play no games,
what about Tidal? You on that Tidal, my nigga?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh,
you damn. Name me.
Nah, that's dope, guys. That's
yeah,
hella dope.
Yeah, we got the song.
No,
shit! And the man come with the vocals now. What the hell?
Straight up. All right, tell us a bit about that song. What's it about? What inspired it?
Hey, I'll be honest with y'all. We're in the studio. We're litty as fuck. I know that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, man.
No, we're at the top. Basically, what happened was, you know, shout out to DJ DDD. We're in his studio, you know, kicking it. You know how it is. He played a beat. He's like, yo, boys, listen to this beat. Okay, cool. We like, you know, us smoking the hub, chilling, taking it easy. Yo, drinks, chop the beat. Yo, you're like, shit, yo, this beat is insane.
Yeah.
And the way we always make music is like how we always bounce off each other. That's why if you're hearing the hook, I start first and then he comes in second, you know. Mm. And that's how we create the vibe. We got the melody. We're like, shit, okay, let's lace.
And that's the stunt double, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
One will be, and then it's like, alright, nigga, you need to stop.
Yeah, exactly, you know, double the action, double the trouble.
Straight up.
Yeah, so that's basically it. We basically want to take, while we titled it NASA, is because, you know, we always want to be like out of this world, you know. That's why this track is off the album that we're going to release called No Analogy. Yes. And we don't want to be compared
to,
you know.
Wait,
you know?
Wait, let's go back a bit. Let's
rewind.
Did you guys just hear that bar? He's like, that's why we titled it NASA, because we're trying to be out of this world.
I understand.
Yeah, damn.
What?
You live your life as a rapper. That's what
straight up. No, that's basically it. Yeah. The track.
That's hella dope, Jen. Shit.
Thanks.
All right, I got a couple more questions for you. We got time. We got time. All right. So my first question is: I know that you guys started out as dancers, right? Yeah. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, I used to dance from a young age. I think I started dancing at like 6 years old, you know. Mm. When we first met each other, every time we used to go out, we used to make like
you guys opening circles. Is that like, you guys were those people?
Yeah, we open the circles. We go out. You know what I mean? So yeah, you know, we always used to make routines together outside. You know, we're like, yo, people are like, you know, when we're out, you know, create a move and people will like join with it, you know, and next thing you know, the whole place is doing that move,
so
or whatever.
You with the guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you with the guys.
And then, you know, we just like, you know what, let's start like this and slowly but surely we'll make our way into the other stuff, you know what I mean? Like, we made the lifestyle dance, so.
Yeah.
What's the lifestyle. Come on, dude. Wake up, dude.
Yeah. I'm gonna give you guys a standard.
That's dope. So I know you guys even went on tour, right? So when you went on tour, was it as rappers or dancers?
It was both.
Yeah, we actually
First of all, tell the people about the tour, right, and then tell us about the experience.
So the first tour that we ever went on was the Hall of Fame tour, the Fresh to Death Presents Hall of Fame tour.
You guys are on that album, aren't you?
We're on that
album. Late
Night.
That album went gold.
Yeah, so, boy.
Shout out.
Goddamn. Goddamn.
Constantly imprisoning niggas.
So yeah, so what happened was the whole team, we had like Gemini, Younger, obviously Les, the owner, and ourselves. Up on there, you know. So what we would do is like we'd open for Liz, and then once we finished opening for Liz, we'd obviously dance and make the performance litty.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, so that's basically how it started. And then obviously as we continue to like, you know, refine our skills, get better, you know, with the raps and everything, then, you know, with the high level and stuff, that's when we just started, you know, rapping and just coming in with the songs. You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
Yeah, in terms of experience, in terms of the tour experience,
was
definitely, I can't describe it. Like, there's no words.
So we know you guys like have a shitload of experience when it comes to the rap game, the entertainment game, and SA. So now, like, our base is for creatives of all types, creatives that are starting out, creatives that are established already. What advice would you give to those guys that are starting out? You know, they're also trying to get in the rap game or the dance game. Like, what advice do you have for them?
Okay, firstly, I'll tell them what we got told. Keep working.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't blow your own horn, you know? Keep your head down. Push. You know what I'm saying? Don't ever give up, because
our
the problem is
there in the background.
Because
like,
the problem is a lot of people get carried away. You know, fame is a real drug.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a real drug. A lot of people get carried away. They're gonna be like, nah, you know. After like maybe 3 months in the game, now they feel like, nah, I'm fully in. You know what I'm saying?
Like
chill, relax, stay in your lane, keep in your lane, and the blessings will come in your lane. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was fucking inspiring.
Dog. The thing is, he took it from a level where earlier he was like so hype, and then he was like, "Man, I'ma slow it down.
I'm gonna slow it down.
Let me just bless you with my wisdom, people. That's what you did.
For real.
That's dope.
You know, before Salt Bae does all of his things. Violent when he's chopping that meat, but at the end he hits us with the
sauce. Just a little sprinkle.
That's it, man. You inspired me today. I know, gents, that's a hell of a story, man.
Shit, I'm glad we had you here. Shout out Michael for reaching out. He's on the bench there.
Big Mike. Bakambu.
Yeah, okay, so a couple more questions and then we're gonna let you guys do a freestyle, cause damn.
Shit.
And y'all were tuning me earlier.
No, but you were on some other shit earlier, girl. Let's not talk about this. Anyway, I even forgot my question because I just
she threw you off guard.
The alcohol.
I feel like she keeps you guys in line.
She's the one who has to structure.
You always have to have a female figure.
Y'all are haters. Y'all are straight haters.
Let's not get carried away, guys.
We're
very happy to have her. Yeah.
Shout out. Let's not get carried away.
Anyway, the questions.
Oh yeah. Okay. So my first question is: where on this on the tour that you guys went on, where did you guys go?
Well, the first tour had like about 30 dates.
30.
Yeah. No, it was a massive tour.
30 days in a month.
Literally.
Like, every weekend. Every weekend.
Every weekend.
For like 3 months.
Wait, every weekend.
So, like, there'd be a time where, like,
there was a night where we did four things in one night.
We went from Harem to Vanity. From Vanity, what did we go after?
To Stones.
Hectic.
No,
Stones.
It gets that hectic.
Even like there was one night we went. We're like, where the gig out in, where's that? Where the colors from?
Aldo's.
No, not even Aldo's.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The place is called The Side.
The Sands.
The location is called The Side.
Yeah.
We went straight from The Side, like 1 a.m. in the morning, and drove straight to Durban.
That's what they do, hey? Like, you literally, you'll see their suitcases there. Like, at the club, chilling.
We went from Newcastle straight to a performance on your TV.
So what I'm hearing is, when you're on tour, you cannot have a partner.
I have to.
The thing is, you know what?
I feel like, you see, when you see me like this, right now. When I'm performing for y'all, I'm Pambo, you know what I'm saying? But then when I'm off stage, I'm me. I'm a lady, if I have a lady, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't about that.
I'm just saying because you're moving around a lot.
The best explanation for that, you know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like if you really take it seriously from both ends, from the female end and from the male end, I feel like you can make it work because she understands that that's your line of work, you know what I mean? So you're bound to be away for work. So if your work, let's say, permits you to travel a lot, I'm going to have to be understanding as your partner, you know what I mean? So it can work if it's only up to you guys how well it will work.
It's almost like long distance relationships. That's all it is.
It will get hectic, but you
trust. Trust is a very crucial part of
it. You just bring her on tour, you know?
Shout out for setting a good example, because people need to know that cheating bullshit ain't right.
Are you coming with an angle? Speaking from experience, what she doesn't understand, I can just turn off her mic
and then silence.
Do you know how many times that happens? Every week, guys.
I actually think Kenisa has something against
you. No, come on.
That's what's going on here.
So it's like World War III now.
Well, so anyways,
imagine men versus women, World War III.
Okay, so women are winning. Just putting
out. I actually wouldn't doubt that.
Actually, I won't lie. Women run the world.
You guys run the world.
They really do.
You run the world, girls.
Damn straight.
Okay, but let's take it back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you gentlemen said you guys are gonna hit us with a freestyle.
You.
I've seen as you guys are stunt double. We don't need to give you two beats.
That was funny.
I see you're finding the angle. Oh,
that's all that. Yeah, I'll try with that one.
Anyway, you niggas ain't serious shit. All right, so we got a pound cake instrumental lined up. Is that good?
Shit.
Don't change it. All right, y'all. Sir.
Sit on my face.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Right now.
Shit. Oh my god.
Stop the whole shit.
Oh my god. How do you even respond to that?
And the thing is, it's like a studio mic, so it definitely picked it up.
Okay.
Alright, but as I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, we got stunt double in the building.
Yeah.
And there's about to hit us with a freestyle.
Bam, bam,
hit
bam.
It, gents. Get it. Drop that beat. Oof.
Yeah, can you turn it up?
Yeah.
Got a lot of energy, I never really play. Step in the game, I'm about to really stay. Air Force on my feet, yeah, you know I'm ballin'. And I got this girl and you know she be crawling. Hit me with the BJ, I don't really need play. You just what you talk, say, niggas what beef. Hit you with the water, hit you with the H2O. I don't even fucking care, niggas, cause we gotta go. Hit you with the shades, aviators, I'm a cop. I don't even really care, red sign, no stops. Green light, passenger riding, hot bitch. I don't care, cause she know she on my coccyx. No, she on top and I'm riding. I don't really care, cause you know I'm always flying. Hey. Take you to NASA, yes, we dropped it today. Yeah. And I don't really care, cause you know I'm on the freeway. Ha, riding, speedway, with the crews. I don't really fucking care, cause you know we never lose. Nah. Stunned. Double the action, cause you know we packing and we never lacking.
Never.
You get it, Ellis, much what to do.
What it is.
Let me come and let me pass it to my dude.
Yeah. Pambo.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's Pambo.
Listen.
Ooh.
Shades on, but I ain't trying to throw shade. I'm just trying to tell you that I'm getting paid. I started rapping on a damn mic. You already know this the sound your girl like, huh? It's like we in the bedroom, we tryna hit it. You already know we just made a hit and ran with it. Get it, my nigga? Yeah, we rolling deep, squad deep in the building. You see the click? Anyway, we pressing all the buttons. Jason button, yeah, we pulling all the stop. Y'all already know we fucking hella hot. Shades on, looking like damn fucking cops. They're on the PC. Y'all already know me, Stunt Devil. That's the name. That's the homies. Y'all already know, we coming in with the mean flow, get it go. Listen, I might just bring it back to like 95. Yeah, that's the year the nigga done came alive. I came alive, then I started fucking rapping. Y'all already know I ain't waiting for no clapping. This ain't no war shows, this is purely bars. Y'all already know nigga blowing up like stars. Come on nigga, gaseous exchange. Y'all already know my gas always rolled in a cage. Like the Hennessy, we keep the shit locked up. Y'all already know a nigga don't give a fuck.
Nah.
I'm always too high every time. Y'all already know a nigga feeling like a fly. Ooh. I'm so fly looking like a damn plane. Ooh. Y'all already know I done left that stain. Yeah, call me James Blaine. My nigga, I'm like James Dean smoking on a cigarette.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Cigarette.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah. Yo,
I was hoping you were gonna leave it at the. I was gonna say you niggas look the same. Drop the mic.
Just
and
jump
everything.
In, drop the mic and out of here.
Yo, gents, that was hard, man.
That was hard,
dude.
My man loves coming in with the sexual innuendos.
Yeah, I was picking them up.
Okay, Zulu, you got a boyfriend. So that's like you're like, yeah.
Screw, screw.
All right, but gents, it was honestly a pleasure having you guys on the show today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We wish you guys, first of all, tell the people where they can find you on social media,
yes.
SoundCloud, all of that shit.
Yes. Well, on Instagram, you can find us at @official_stuntdouble_.
And then on Twitter, you guys can find us at @stunt_double, but replace the E with a 3.
And then on Facebook, it's just Stunt Double.
And by
and
the way,
of course,
gotta mention Mont Blanc Media. Dog, they even did it at the same time. Did you guys plan that shit or what, dog?
They don't call us Stunt Double for nothing.
Damn.
It's the telepathy.
Oh, shit. All right, gents, but on the realest of reals,
yeah.
We appreciate you guys.
Nah, we appreciate
you guys are doing the things. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep inspiring the people. And stay true to who you are, because you guys are going to make it, my niggas.
Thank you so much, man.
Yeah.
From us at the Millennial Gen, we believe in you motherfuckers.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
All right?
One
all right.
Love.
So we got a song. We got another guest. We got more fire for y'all. Oh, dog. Shit.
Yeah. More fire.
I didn't even think it was possible.
But anyway.
That's the shit that I'm talking about.
That's the shit that I'm talking about.
On Kenya is on some serious real
guys. I think I'm still drunk. It's
you
real
need yeah.
I can't even
that's
lie.
The shit that I'm talking about.
That's
the
shit,
dude.
That's
all right, y'all. But like I got a song. I got a song. Yes, I got a song lined up. So we're gonna take a break and we're gonna be right back.
Peace.
Right back.
Yeah.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Shit, guys. So that song is actually. Ooh, shit. My bad. That was. Ooh.
Yeah,
whoops.
Calm down. Can you sir, please?
What do you mean?
Please
it wasn't even
down.
Me. It was just
calm
iTunes.
Down.
Who said next? What must I do?
Accountability.
You guys suck today. Anyways, guys, that song was dope, and it was actually by our next guest. We spoke about that bass in your voice when you do that thing, girl.
I'm gonna keep practicing.
Do you want to introduce yourself? Tell the people who you are, my man.
I go by the name of Big Star Johnson, the lyrical phenom. The most diverse rapper in the game, I believe. You know, if you don't believe me, go get the album because it's out.
Ooh.
Claim it, my nigga.
That was the perfect marketing technique.
You, yeah. That was perfect.
If you don't believe me.
Go get the album.
Album. Find out for your damn self.
Word. What's good with y'all? Y'all good?
Yeah, I'm good, dog. I mean,
you're the first guy that came into the studio and asked.
And asked us how we are. Damn.
Yeah, I have so much respect for you.
Zombie
apocalypse, you my nigga.
Shout out, fam. I don't know. Zombie apocalypse. Like yeah.
Anyway, tell us a bit about yourself, my G. How long have you been rapping? Well, first, tell us a bit about yourself.
Real name Dumelo, born, bred, and raised in the East of Johannesburg, Kempton Park. Tembisa, that's where I grew up, you know. Hip hop is pretty much my escape, but music is what I live for, you know. Jumped into music pretty early, started playing drums at around the age of 9. From there, we jumped onto other instruments like keys, guitar, so we can start writing, and then songwriting turned into lyrics, and yeah, ever since, man, we've just been doing this music thing. So it's been a while.
Shit.
So you're saying is this we your team, or we as in you?
Yeah, I was on me, I guess. Yeah. Big niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gotta count yourself twice.
Twice, nigga, you know what I'm saying? We been coming.
Yeah.
We've stand double into two guys, but now we've got Big Star Johnson.
Trust it. Yeah, man, I've been doing it, but I think I've never done it by myself because I play for a band for the longest time. That's probably why I say we, you know?
Yeah.
That's,
on the drums, yeah?
Yeah, drums. I play drums, bro. Did some of the coolest gigs on the drums, bro. Like, drummers live the best. I think drummers live better lives than rappers. Yeah.
Sure.
Damn.
Because we get the statement. White girls.
Okay, no.
White girls?
No.
You're about to have some backlash.
Why
boy.
Is getting a white girl an achievement?
No, it's not an achievement. It's not an achievement. It's just, you know, it's nice to taste different flavors.
Yeah.
That's
taste
it.
The rainbow.
Simple
I agree
as that.
With
yeah.
Caramel.
Yeah.
Vanilla. Everything in between.
But black is beautiful. Black is the best, no doubt.
Yeah. Damn straight.
Okay.
Straight.
Making sure.
Sorry, are you done?
Apology not accepted.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay, it's fine because we can turn your mic off.
All right. Like so we know you are a rapper. We know you are a drummer. Yeah. Who are some of your inspirations?
My inspirations changed growing up, bro. Funny enough. I've never had rappers as my inspiration. I've always looked up to guys like John Mayer because the homie has excellent songwriting skills. the rapper that I'm feeling right now is actually somebody who, like, my album for this year is Super Duper Kyle's album, you know what I'm saying? Have you heard it?
I haven't heard the whole album, but I've heard a couple of songs from it.
But the ones you've heard are probably the ones you don't like, because the ones I heard from the public, I was like, nah, this guy's whack.
Yeah.
Then you listen to the body of work, man, it's like, he's really good. Boogie. Who knows Boogie? Boogie? Signed to Interscope.
Is it A Boogie with a hoodie, that guy?
Nope. That nigga whack.
I know, dog.
Nigga,
I'm
how
so
you gonna
glad.
Say Boogie with a hoodie?
Dude, I'm so glad. That's why I was about, I was just
nah. There's some cat called Boogie. He just signed to like, M. It's not just Eminem, like you sound like a while back actually. So yeah, he's an excellent writer. My inspirations are guys who like know how to write. Like I can tell that your writing is an art,
yeah,
and not just you started this last week. Like
nah. Yeah,
yeah. I want to know that. Okay, nigga, I can't do what you do.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
I'll respect you. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
That's Boys. Actually how I should explain trap to Hunter. He's always coming up. No, dog. Trap is an art form, but like in my opinion, if I feel like I could replicate,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like, yeah, you're not doing anything special.
Yeah, you're not doing something I can't do.
Exactly, yeah. Bro.
I mean, I know I'm talented.
I love trap. I love Trav in trap. You know what I'm saying? I like
that's Travis Scott.
Yeah, yeah.
My husband. Thanks.
Oh wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
However, like if I feel like, bro, I can rap your thing with my eyes closed. Like I'm in this up in the coop. What you niggas do? What is something do? Yeah, dog. Like, come on. Where's the skill behind it?
Yeah.
But that's just my opinion.
That's like y'all ain't gotta agree with English, me. You know, A A B B A B A B. We done this.
Yeah, dog. We done this. I agree with you 100%. That's dope, bro. All right.
Yeah.
Now your album.
The shoe.
Tell us about your album.
Me and Mans, man. Yeah, me and Mans dropped Vandaag. You know what I'm saying? It's a conceptual album. I felt like a lot of cats in the game, hip hoppers especially, we don't make conceptual projects. We just put projects with a bunch of songs. So Me and Mines is pretty much Friday, Saturday and Sunday that happened once upon a time in my life. And yeah, man, it's pretty much me and my people, me and my lessons, me and my experiences, you know. But I also feel like it's for you and yours. Worked with some of the dopest people, but family to me, you know. I worked with Questa, of course. Rouge, I got a joint with Rouge. I got a joint with J Cloud. I got a joint with Zuchi, of course, that you just played.
Yeah,
but it's pretty much just in-house family, people that I really mess with. Otherwise, yeah, we weren't trying to.
So tell us, dog, when it comes to like the rap culture in South Africa,
sure.
How would you say it differs to the rap culture, let's say in the States, in the UK?
I feel like the one major difference is that we're still very young. You know what I'm saying? Like our culture's still very young, which means there's still a lot of barriers that we gotta overcome. Like hip hop is dope, but you know, for instance, we don't have loyal fans. You know what I'm saying? And that's something that we got to teach people. You got to teach people to be a little fan. Like, and also, more diversity, bro. I feel like the sound in the States is a whole lot more diverse than here. Out here, bro, it's like 2-3 sounds and that's
everyone
it.
Sounds the same.
If you're not in there, you're not popping. You understand? You're not making the dope sound. So that side is a whole lot more diverse, bro. But we are growing. Like I said, we're just still young, bro. You know?
I mean, you're a testament to the growth here. Like,
shout out,
that,
bro.
That new album you dropped, sure.
Shout out, bro.
For real, though.
Shout out. It's just breaking away from everything that's the same, bro. My main focus with the album was diversifying the game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely. So don't expect to hear something that you're going to mess with. You know, I'm going to change your mind. Like, I'm going to school you on something different. Yeah. And not even with the raps, just with the sounds. Yeah.
I fuck with that. Because I feel that's like too many people think that artists are trying to make music for them.
No.
Like, and people need to understand that it's an art form.
Yeah.
And that you're creating.
It's an expression.
Yeah.
You're creating something that's meant to be appreciated for what it is and not what you want it to be.
Bars.
But shout out. That's real, man. Like, the second we start losing the specialness in our artists, man, we're going to lose the culture. We're going to lose everything.
Exactly.
To be an artist, you must be a special one. You understand? I believe.
Fuck with this guy
too. Yeah, dog. Shit, man.
Yeah.
We are glad to have you, man. Shit.
Shout out.
Alright, so what's one of the, like, okay, first of all, what would you say to inspire the people, to anyone listening who wants to be where you are? What would you say to them? What do they need to do? inspire the people?
Inspire them. Hey, bro, like, inspiration is trippy because it's so moment, like, it's so momentary. Mm. But, like, for me, anybody who says, I want to be a rapper in the game, I'll tell them, yo, man, the game is not as easy as it looks, first and foremost, so you got to polish your skill. Because when you jump in, you're going to be going against the likes of Big Star, AKA, you know what I'm saying? So make sure you dope. Like, that's just real. Like, because you are going up against us.
Yeah.
Your idols become your competition.
True.
And nobody just wants to give you their plate to eat. You know what I'm saying? So it's not as easy as it looks. So polish the skill. That's one thing. And secondly, man, you just got to be prepared to, like, defend your dream, because everybody's gunning for the same one. Everybody trying to rap.
Yeah, man. Shit, that's deep. Dog. And that's very, very true.
Yeah.
It's very true. You just need to trust yourself, trust the process.
Yeah.
And polish your skills.
Yeah, my nigga.
And nah, I agree with that.
You were talking about, like, support and how you want more of that. So where can your fans find you? Are you performing anywhere anytime soon?
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah. I mean, obviously we're gonna be out there at the Pro concert this Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zone 6. Next week Friday, I'm having my birthday party in Limpopo. Ooh. Actually hosting it ourselves, you know what I'm saying? So it's really dope. We got Kimberly coming up, you know, so there's a whole
plan.
We
want Joburg. We want you here.
Hey, like, Shunas, let me tell you, Joburgers, man.
Yeah.
Joburgers. Everybody's a superstar, you know what
it's
I'm saying?
It's true.
Everybody's a superstar, but I mean, it's home. And I'm here. Like I said, Sunday, catch me then. Like, yeah, more gigs. More gigs will be coming up.
Okay, all right, that's dope.
Follow me at @BigStar_Live, then you'll know.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to get a follow back.
Yeah, I'm following you back. Right.
Isn't leaving it for the clown. Alright, so we know you're a winner.
Word.
Like a champion.
Word.
So
champion of what? The hustle.
My girl, I was like leading to that, but sorry, thanks for stole, ruining like the surprise.
Yeah, I told you. I'm here for the clout.
Word.
So can we get you on a freestyle? Because the people need to, like, they need to experience this lyrical genius.
I just want to say that I watched that season. So
shout out. Let's 30-second freestyle. Let's go in.
Yeah,
let's go in.
I like that. So, what, you got a beat lander?
I do.
Yeah, let's hear the beat.
I do. Alright, so let me just put it on here.
Freestyle, right?
Yeah.
Hey. Steezy.
Taylor.
You know I'm so influential. And with the pencil, I stays presidential. Check my credentials. Ain't nobody out your mess with the presidential. Let the beat drop, yo. Nobody mess with the presidential. I'm chilling with my people out here at Cliff Central. We ain't doing no damn thing. We just chilling with one queen and like 8 damn kings. Yo, what you know? Free flow when we spit up for the people. Big Star with the freestyles, I ain't got no equal. Every line I spit, man, you know that flow is lethal. And yo, I'm about to leave it for the people. It's easy. It's easy.
He knew what he was doing and he said 30-second freestyle. He said, I'm going to give you a Scooby snack, then leave you to celebrate.
Yeah. It's a freestyle, man. Come on,
bro. That was hard.
That was hard, man.
Shout out.
Okay, so we just got a couple more questions. We got a little more time.
All right, word.
But so, tell us a bit about your story. So, obviously, as Zinhle was mentioning, you were on the hustle.
Yeah.
So, tell us a bit about the Big Star Johnson story. How did you become Big Star Johnson?
A verse in high school, like the name Big Star Johnson was a verse in high school.
Yeah,
I'm not even going to go in because I get that question all the time. But it was a verse in high school. And yeah, man, I think for me, I never really wanted to be like a superstar rapper or anything of that sort. I just entered the competition and it popped off. And now here we are. And yeah, Big Star Johnson is Big Star Johnson, you know?
Shit, I took my mic off, my bad. That's cool, man.
Word, bro.
That's
word.
A dope story, bro.
Very chilled and very easy. Yeah, we good?
Yeah, man, shit. Okay. Yeah. One more question. So you are signed to Warner Music, correct?
Licensing, yeah.
Licensing.
Signed a licensing deal with Warner Music.
All right, so did they approach you? Did you approach them? How would someone who wants to do that, how would they go about it?
Yo, I don't know, bro. I really don't know, like, how you would go. like how somebody would like get a deal like of this nature. But I think for me, yeah, they hit us up once they saw like, you know, this is something, they saw the growth, and when they heard the album, especially because we were working on the album, and they were like, okay, cool, this is the sound that we like, let's work on something. And they were like, yo, let's put cash behind your vision. And I was like, let's do it, you know. So I think it's different for everybody, bro. If you if you're trying to blow, man, I don't know if you should sign. If you do sign, you gotta have your reasons, man. It's a catch 22, you know.
Yeah,
it's all of that. Yeah.
But you told us earlier, you said like it's not as easy as everyone thinks it is. Yeah, you're not just gonna get a record deal.
You're not gonna wake up in the morning and damn, exactly, it doesn't work like that.
It takes talent, man. Man fought his way to the top.
Yeah.
That's why it is the way it is.
Word.
Dark, thank you so much for coming on the show, brother man.
Shout out, man. Thank you
for
having me.
Keep doing what you are doing.
Appreciate that, dog.
Keep inspiring the people. Don't stop with your music thing because you're killing it, brother.
Shout out, fam.
And don't forget to download his album.
Yes.
Everywhere, man. iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play, the whole thing. You can find it. Me and Mine's Big Star Johnson dropped today. Thanks for your time and shout out for the energy in here.
Thanks for coming through.
Thank you for coming through, man.
Yeah,
okay,
and
so
that Scooby Snack.
Yo, boy.
Yeah, that was hot.
That's the Zhang Scooby Snack.
It's a salt bait today, guys. Everyone's
just finessing everything today.
All right, people. So from us at the Millennial Day, well, first of all, we're about to play his song Scoob. Is that, did I say that?
Yeah,
right?
Scoob. I'm free too.
Come Scoob, on, bruh. What? Come on, bruh.
I was like Scoob. Scoob. I'm free too. Yeah.
Yeah, bro. That. Featuring Questa. And this song bangs. I love this track. All right, but from us here at the Millennial Gen, have a spectacular Friday. Mm-hmm. Have a good weekend. Wishing you love, light, and all those beautiful things. For me, at Kanye Palmer, everywhere.
Okay, wow. Okay. Yeah, and it's me, Zet Does The Most. Sure. Saying goodbye, guys.
It's your boy, Dea, a.k.a. Your Majesty. And yeah, from the Millennial Gen, we signing out. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
This is CliffCentral.com.